Mike Lisanelli Show, 4 o'clock hour, is always special hour on Fridays. Besides being brought to us, of course, by the great folks at Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise, online at LandisBC.com. We open the microphone to the great number 36, one of the greatest Eagles ever. His name is Brian Westbrook. Where would he rank on the all-time list of running backs? Well, he'd either be number one or number two, right? So we'll see how he feels about Nick Foles and where he ranks. Mr. Westbrook, how are you today?
You know, Michael, I'm having a fantastic day. Things are going great. It's Friday, of course. That's the most exciting part of my week. You know, things were going good until I tuned in a little earlier, and I hear my girl, Natalie, doing a great job of explaining her point of why people love Nick Foles. And then I hear you and Mr. Tyrone just jumping down her throat. And I don't appreciate that at all.
Oh, we were kind about it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the way you talked.
I didn't like it. All right. So let's test you then. Natalie says because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Nick Foles should be the best quarterback of all time. Now that is a direct offense to Yo Boy 5. So how you feel about what Nat said? Well, Forget about how we treated her.
Well, again, now Nat's my girl now, so I have to defend her. However, I have to say she may have gone a little far at that part of her argument. I think she was going good until she got to that point of the argument. The truth is, he's not even close. He's not even probably one of the top 10 quarterbacks as far as achievements, overtime, skill level, all those types of things. He's not on that level.
Oh, my, you got him not even in the top 10. I at least gave him a 6th spot.
I don't know, maybe 6. Whatever. He's not in the top 5. Whatever he is. But here's the thing that I think Natalie was trying to say. And I think this is what a lot of people in Philadelphia feel. Nick Foles, when they buy his jersey, they're not just talking about Nick Foles. They're capturing the moment. The moment when the city of Philadelphia, that has waited so long for a Super Bowl victory, found a way to get it done. He was the guy that quarterbacked it. Of course, he's an MVP. I think that's what Nat was trying to talk about. That's what the people of Philadelphia are doing around the country when they buy the Nick Foles jersey. They're memorializing the moment.
Yeah, I've got no problem with it. I'm looking at it like this. I can walk into a store, I see Nick Foles, I see Carson Wentz jerseys. They're both there at the same price.
Yeah.
I'm buying Wentz. I'm sorry. I'm buying Wentz. I appreciate what Nick Foles did. I'm buying Wentz. Now,
You're wrong.
All right. Okay, then I'm not a keepsake guy.
Oh,
right? I'm not.
Old trophies you got down there from your Boys and Girls Club days playing baseball.
No, I don't have trophies. I threw them all away.
I'm glad.
But there's a difference to me between great and good. I side towards the great rather than the good. The good, in my opinion, goes up and down, right? So you can't count it. Nick Foles called out and he got a bottle. It was fantastic. He played 4 really good games.
Correct.
All right? He played 1 bad game, but he played 2 bad games, actually, with the Dallas game, if you count that one. But he had what it took during the heated moment. Now, let me put it to you this way. After next year when he's gone, if you wear the Foles jersey to the stadium, is it disrespectful to your franchise quarterback?
Of course it is not disrespectful.
It's not
disrespectful because, again, it's not necessarily only about Nick Foles. It's about the moment. It's about the Philly special. It's about beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. That's what it's about. Not just, you're not saying, hey, we would rather have Nick Foles over Carson Wentz. We're not saying that. I think the people are saying we appreciate the moment and we're grateful for Nick Foles for bringing us the ring that we've coveted for so long. That's what the people are saying.
All right. Let me localize it even more. Brian Westbrook is the best running back the Eagles have. Brian Westbrook gets hurt. They put Ryan frickin' Moats in there. He plays four. He plays 4 great games. And the people are still wearing the Moats jersey, and Westbrook gets his job back.
Stop
you
it.
Look at the stands. You see Moats. What are you saying?
It would actually make me laugh. I was like, oh, that's cute. He's not here anymore, so he's out. Take your jersey back.
It would make you laugh,
huh? It's a disrespectful thing to Carson Wentz at all.
Yeah, see, I got
maybe
a different definition.
Maybe a motivator. How about a motivator?
Come on. If you want
everyone to get your jersey again like they have Nick Foles' jersey and be the best jersey.
Oh, stop. Motivate this. The guy won 11 games in a Super Bowl season. He needs more motivation?
Michael, and you can make this argument all you want. until you win the game, then, I mean, you're not Nick Foles. That's
right.
Just what it
Listen,
is.
But you said something earlier.
You said that you love great, not good. Are we putting Carson Wentz in that great category already?
Yeah, Carson Wentz is great.
Wow.
Yeah,
Just look at the talent level.
He's got greatness written all over him. The other guy doesn't.
Potential greatness, yes.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
When he does it, then we can say he's great.
Okay.
Potential at this point.
All right. I gotcha. Now, I see you're talking to a guy who felt disrespected for you when they gave Ajayi 36.
That's right.
No, I mean, you should be throwing me accolades here for my attitude.
Well, yeah.
Mike.
All right. Well, Tyrone's in here. Brian comes Tyrone.
Now, listen, I've warned you about the loyalty or lack of loyalty that comes from Brian Westbrook.
Yes.
Shakiness.
Yes.
You've had his back nonstop.
I have.
Been very consistent.
And he throws me right under the bus.
First chance he gets.
I didn't treat Natalie well.
Loyalty for Natalie. That's the way he is. She went to Temple, you know, Villanova type of thing going on there. Loyalty there.
All right, let me ask you this real fast. And then I'm going to step out, obviously, for the hour. But why couldn't fans wear a Brandon Graham jersey? He made arguably the biggest play in the biggest game in the franchise history. Why do they have to do a Foles jersey? Brandon Graham made a big play. He's still an Eagle. He's a longtime Eagle with a better track record than Nick Foles. Why not? And we're a defensive city. We've always heard that. Why not buy the Brandon Graham jersey? Why the Nick Foles jersey? I think it's disrespect.
I'm going to give Natalie a chance to handle this light work right here. Nat, do you want to say anything about that?
Wait, so I just want to clarify one more thing. When I put him number one, I meant statistically he will never pan out to be top five statistically. But when you take those abstract qualifiers which propel somebody to be the ultimate, he has those qualifiers. That's what I meant by number one. That's what I'm saying. That's all.
But again, I asked Brian, Mike, whoever, the whole floor, why not a Brandon Graham make the play?
Why not his jersey? And this is pretty doggone simple. There was one MVP. Did they mention Brandon Graham? Brandon Graham did a great job, and I love Brandon Graham. Did a fantastic job all season long. Who gets the credit? Who gets the blame? It's the quarterback. Who was the MVP? Nick Foles. You want to know why the doggone jersey sales are the highest in the NFL? He's the MVP. If the MVP quarterback always gets all up, they get all the girls, they get all the money, they get everything. That's how this thing goes. That's why they're talking about Nick Foles, not Brandon Graham.
Okay. I agree with you on the quarterback assessment, but let me throw this your way here.
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer.
That's what you get for sticking up for me, Brian. I know.
They try to double team me. I don't like that.
And it's so typical that you would do that, Brian, too. All you got to do is get a whiff of perfume. And all right. So here's the deal. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl for the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, would the people in Baltimore put Trent Dilfer at the top of their list over Flacco or McNair?
But Mike, we all, listen, that's the part of the statement where Natalie was just, she was too excited. She got going way too fast and just, well, she didn't finish the thought there.
Yeah.
No, she's not saying that Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz. She's not saying he's even in the top five. But she's talking about our heartstrings, our memories. Do you know how long, you get people calling every single day saying, you know what, I'm just so glad that the Eagles won before I died.
Mm-hmm.
Their lasting memory is Nick Foles throwing the ball, having a great game, being the Super Bowl MVP. That's what they're going to remember. That's what they're commemorating at this point by buying these jerseys.
Okay, I got it. I'm kind of shocked that you have this kind of support. Knowing how tight you are with five, I'm just a little surprised.
He threw five under the bus too.
You threw five under the bus too.
I'm embarrassed.
You're just throwing tossing people under the bus.
What does Donovan have to do with this conversation?
Number five will always love you.
You throw people like turkeys. Come on, man.
Donovan is a great player. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The best quarterback in franchise history. We don't want to question that. We already know that's true. That's the truth.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. One other thing now with the Sixers. It's all done, right? Kawhi's done. He's going to Toronto. First of all, does that make Toronto better than the Sixers?
No, I don't think they're better than the Sixers, no.
Okay, so the Sixers are still better than Toronto, even though they added one of the top five players in the game?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, that's comforting. Yeah. Now, let me take it a step further here. Are they better with this team? Now, it's all, I'm going to read you the team. Their starting lineup is the same. It's JJ, Ben, Joel, Dario, Covington.
No, you don't have to go any further. If their starting lineup is the same, they're not better. They're just not.
Oh, okay, so you want Fultz in that starting lineup.
Well, if you certainly need an impact player. Fultz would be a guy that's an impact player. If you're starting Covington and you're trying to get to the NBA Finals, especially with Kawhi in your conference, that's just they're not better.
Well, wait a minute, you have Fultz starting over Covington, so but that's a three spot.
No. I'm not talking about just Fultz. I'm not saying they're not better because of they're bringing back the same exact team.
Yes, but except for the bench is different. When I was going to go through the bench, and with the bench, you tell me if they're better suited for what they were last year. All right, so replacing Belinelli and Ilyasova are Chandler and Muscala.
Now, I like Chandler.
All right, so then you have Fultz. If he starts, he doesn't start. He comes off the bench. If JJ comes off the bench, whatever. You have Bolden, Amir Johnson, TJ McConnell, Korkmaz, Smith, and Shamet, and three of those guys would have to don a sports coat. So is that team there, that's 12, better than what they had last year?
I'll ask you this question, and my answer is no. Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those starters that did a terrible job of matching up against Boston is now going to do a great job this year? Which one of those starters is more athletic?
Well, the only guy, Fultz has to be the guy.
He's not a starter. He's on the bench.
I think they want him to start. So if he starts, does that make them better defensively?
I mean, we haven't seen Fultz play defense. He was not known for being a defender at any level.
Okay.
So that doesn't make them a better defensive team. I think they're more athletic. They got another scorer, a guy that can slash. If you bring them back to who he was in high school and college, we haven't seen that yet on the floor. Athletically, with their starting lineup without Fultz, they're not better. They haven't got better at all. I mean, their bench is maybe a little bit better. But, again, if your starters are just not good enough, then...
But you still think they're better than Toronto. They're the second best team in the East.
I hate Toronto. And I don't know why. I just hate that team. I mean, Kyle Lowry is my guy. Of course, he went to Villanova. I just don't think that team is very well put together. I just don't. And maybe I'm a little bit skewed because I'm a Philly guy and I'm saying they're better. But I just hate Toronto. I do.
You know, I find this Kyle Lowry-Villanova bond very interesting since he went to Villanova for about a half an hour.
Yeah, a couple years. Yeah. He went to Villanova for a few years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, that's the start. That's the start.
You slaved in that classroom for 4+, man. 4+.
That is true. That is true. Now, basketball, they don't slave like football players. It's a different story over there.
That is true. All right, one other thing. In Philadelphia, have you noticed, and we talked about this as a kind of like just a bigger topic and get an opinion on it. It seems to me that like Rashawn Holmes was traded, right?
Yeah.
And people are like outraged Rashawn Holmes. And like, it's like they know better than the coaching staff about Rashawn Holmes. So like we worship, and then Justin Anderson went earlier in the week. And we're going, Justin Anderson, good player, he's a good defender. Why do we always worship mediocrity in this city?
Do you really feel that people are worshiping those guys?
Yes, I think we get carried away with mediocre players. When we have seen stars in this town, for some reason we relate better to the mediocre players.
Well, I think that there's a part that, you know, the little guy and the underdog, we love that. We ate that up during football season. I think that certainly plays a part. I think the way that Philadelphia fans and people in the city look at themselves, it's not about being the number one dog. It's about being the underdog. And I think that's where all of that comes from. I also think that the style of players that those guys are, gritty defenders, just active, getting after it. You're showing your energy. They're energy guys. That's what Philadelphia is about. That tells you more about what the people in Philly, the Philadelphia fans, think of themselves than anything else.
Okay. All right. See, I got like five. Obviously, they had talent. We didn't really like five.
Mm-hmm.
You have talent and also were the underdog guy. And they loved you. They didn't love five. They loved you.
Philly loves a good underdog. Philly loves a good underdog.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Hassan and Gladwin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hassan.
How are you today?
What's going on, Hassan?
All right. I'm well. I'm just excited about hopefully we get Kyle Korver. I'm just hoping that, you know, we do get it so we can have our own version of Splash Brothers.
Well, I mean, Kyle Korver's not going to play as many minutes as the Splash Brothers, so he's going to have to make a couple threes off the bench. But you realize how poor he is defensively, right?
Absolutely. But, I mean, I believe that, you know, our other young players will be able to step in and play D. He'll just be able to come in and shoot threes for us. That's all we need him for. You know, Bayless is not getting any time.
Yeah, okay, but in the playoffs, you saw where the guys that they counted on to shoot threes were such a defensive liability that Boston just chopped them apart.
Absolutely, and I hear that the only snag is going on right now is because he has that extra year, and Bella's contract expires after this year. So I'm hoping that they do pull it off so that way we can get another shooter, because we definitely need another shooter.
Yeah, I got it. I'm just saying in playoff time, the need for that shooter outweigh the fact that he can't guard you.
Absolutely.
It does. Okay, all right.
Also, Kyle Korver got a look. Was in the playoffs. Now, he made a couple big buckets in a few of the games, but other than that, he was kind of quiet.
Yeah, he was, and he's going to be 38 years old. So, I mean, I only go so far with Kyle Korver. I look at it like they're going to run into the same problem in the playoffs as they did with Bellinelli.
Yep.
Couldn't guard anybody, and against the athletic team, it plays right in their hands. So, while the concept of Kyle Korver making threes is a good concept, I don't know that it does that much for this team.
I agree.
All right, Tony in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
How you doing, Mike? This is Tony P. from Mount Airy.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, I'm glad you got a professional in there that can answer your question that you've been kicking my man Nick Foles about. Now, Brian, our running back in there that explained it, and to me, he put a perfect period at the end of that conversation of why we love our Nick Foles. And
that's not true!
Yes, it is true, okay? Now, you gave him enough time to explain to all the audience that's listening, and I was going to comment on it, but I know you're not going to give me that much time. You're not going to give me that much time.
You just wasted 10 seconds.
But you gave him enough time, and I think he explained it well. But what I want to ask you, now, you talk about Nick Foles. He played through the playoffs, and he got us through the Super Bowl. Nick, Ark Wentz, did play 11 games and everything, got us close to that. But how many times did Nick Foles play with the first string? Now, being as though he got us to the Super Bowl and the practices and the games you say he didn't look so good in, as he got in those other games, he got better between the
two. All
teams.
Right, let me ask you this question here. Would Carson Wentz, if he didn't get hurt, have done the same thing?
He probably would, but he's the
okay,
first.
Okay, right, one question.
That.
Hold on. I just wanted to get a little yes or no.
Okay.
You say yes. I'm not done my examination. All right. If Nick Foles was the starter of the Eagles for the entire season, would they have won enough games to get the number one seed?
We're just having a little conversation,
Tone. It's just a barroom conversation. I just want to get your opinion on that. It's a fair question. If you think that the Eagles would have died, and there's no reason to think they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl with a better quarterback, right? So the answer to that has to be, yeah, they probably would have won the Super Bowl. It was their destiny, and that Carson Wentz would have been the guy. Now, if Foles was the starter all year, would they have won 11 games to that point to get him in a position to get the number one seed, Brian?
No.
Wow, that kind of. I'm done my cross examination.
Well,
I'm walking out like Jack McCoy. How's that?
One thing you did not factor in, though.
What?
Carson Wentz being a second year quarterback playing in his first playoff game. That's a factor that you didn't factor in. Nick Foles, veteran guy, been here, done that type of thing.
Well, been here, done that where? Where did he win a Super Bowl before?
I'm not saying Super Bowl. We're talking about the playoffs.
Well, where did he win a playoff game? Did I miss something?
He's more of a veteran. We're not just talking about...
He lost a playoff game, as far as I remember.
What?
He lost a playoff game, as far as I remember.
Well, he played in the game. That's the big part of it.
All right.
Having the experience playing in the game, right?
Okay.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
talking about the Sixers. We're talking about the experience. They played in the playoffs.
He got the benefit of playing at home, too, which helped them.
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of good things go their way this year. There's no doubt about it. And Nick Foles certainly capitalized on all of that. There's no doubt about that.
He did. Listen, I don't want to come off as I'm not trying to put Nick Foles down. I'm just trying to say, in the overall scope of things, Carson Wentz is the guy here. And
Do you really think people were arguing that point, though?
I think some do, actually.
I don't think so. Right. I don't think they were arguing that point. I think they appreciate what Nick did for the city.
Yeah.
For our team. Hey, you know what? You're trying to start crap today. That's what it is. You're trying to start stuff.
Oh, I'm not trying to start crap. I was just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Just sitting around a round table with a bunch of dudes and Natalie.
And Nat.
Hey, Brian, is it possible for a steel mug to make coffee hotter?
A steel mug to make coffee hotter?
Did you take science at Villanova?
You put it in the steel mug, it continues to generate heat. Come together. Yes, it can.
It can?
Yes.
See, we got to get that science guy. Who's that science guy that was in the celebrity softball game?
Oh, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Didn't he have a pretty good hit in that game?
No, Bill Nye struck out.
Oh, he did?
See, this is the thing. If you're a scientist, don't grab a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Don't grab a softball bat. Just stay away from it.
Non-athletic. Right?
Yeah. Good for his brand to be in the game, though. He's hobnobbing with
celebrity. Oh, is that good for his brand to strike out?
Yeah.
And slow pitch softball?
That's embarrassing.
Come on, man. Brian, hang in there. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Homes to the Suns. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner at great prices. Right now, buy one HP ink and get the second at 30% off. And 7/21, restrictions may apply. See store or staples.com for details. Sixers say goodbye to Rashawn Holmes. He will be traded to the Phoenix Suns for cash considerations. 2017 second rounder Jonah Bolden has agreed to a 4-year, $7 million deal. As part of the multi-team Carmelo Anthony Dennis Schroeder deal, Mike Muscala will go to the Sixers. Timote Luwawu-Cabarrah will be traded to Oklahoma City, and Justin Anderson will go to Atlanta. The NFL has halted their new national anthem policy while they convene with the NFLPA. Brian Westbrook joins Mike until 5 today. Missed any of our shows? Check out 975thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome out of the summer heat. Get into the luxury of a brand new Mercedes-Benz. If you're shopping for a car, make it a Mercedes. Get to the top of the heap. You deserve it. Treat yourself. Because now through July 31st, you can get some great value at the Mercedes-Benz summer event. Great lease offers on almost every Mercedes model. You're looking for a sedan? How about this? The 2018 CLA 250 Coupe. Just $319 a month for 36 months. $3,767 due at signing. How about an SUV like the 2018 GLC 300? I'm driving one now. I love it. $429 a month, 36 months with only $4,213 down. This event ends on July 31st, so don't miss it. Get to one of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. You know what they are. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Three dealerships owned by the same ownership group, which means they can offer you the selection and buying power that no other Mercedes dealer can. You're going to get a better deal. So go on a test drive today. It'll be the best car shopping experience you've ever had. The Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Now, through July 31st, at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, and Atlantic City, online at yourmercedes.com.
You've listened for years. Now you can watch The Mike Missinelli Show, weekdays 2 to 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Watch on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Listen on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof, so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
It's the the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Philadelphia area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Come have a ball at Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City. There's something for everyone. Take advantage of tier matching for any Atlantic City property and three times the tier credits through September 30th and receive up to $100 in free play and two room nights. And remember, you can always earn two times comps, because with Ocean Premier, loyalty runs deep. Learn more and sign up at theoceanac.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Stop in for a $19.95 basic oil change. Go to Meineke.com to find your locally owned and operated Meineke.
The Los Angeles Dodgers return to Citizens Bank Park for three great games, July 23rd and 24th at 7:05. And on the 25th, a special 12:35 game. Order tickets now at Phillies.com. The Phillies honor Roy Halladay and Pat Gillick during a very special Toyota Wall of Fame night, Saturday, August 4th at 7:05. Order now at Phillies.com.
1-800-GOT-JUNK ads have happy music, because we're happy to crawl through your attic and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere.
All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
We're the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Sports talk for Riverside and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
I think it's the people, some scientists telling me it's impossible that the coffee got hotter. Did you hear that discussion?
You know what?
The Yeti cooler, I mean, the Yeti coffee mug, I actually think made my coffee hotter, but these science people are telling me no way.
No way, right?
Yeah. Why? Why'd they say no?
Because you can't exceed the energy of the coffee, it says. I don't know. There's a scientific explanation which would bore people.
I want to read
that. That's a good juncture. But Brian, I got to run this by you. My backyard, I got this. Sometimes you have those basement windows and they're bordered by like stone walls.
Yes.
All right. So I got these two big hunks of flagstone came loose, and they fell off. So the mortar no longer. Normally that would be a problem for your average Joe, right?
Okay.
So I've never done this kind of work, right? So I have to chisel the old mortar out and put the new mortar in and repoint the flagstone pieces, right? Now, I'm trusting my DNA here. Mm. My grandfather was a stonemason. I am counting on my DNA to take over this particular project, and it will go smoothly. What do you think of that?
Well, here's a couple questions. First, have you ever been on the job? Did you ever go on the job with your grandfather?
No.
Okay.
No, I never went on the job.
Did you talk about the stone stuff, mason stuff, when he got home?
I didn't live with him, so no. Oh, okay. I think he was retired by the time I figured it out.
I can tell you this. Your best bet is to get yourself a computer and pull up YouTube and try to figure it out that way, because your genes and your DNA will get you nowhere.
No, hold a minute. You trust your genes and DNA?
I don't trust your genes and DNA.
What are you talking about? My grandfather passed on stonemason genes. They're laying dormant inside me. What are you talking about?
Nothing to you, except for maybe those looks that you have, and I don't even know that.
I'm even named after the guy.
Are you really?
Yes. Yeah. Michael was his name.
We'll try it. Give it a try.
I'm telling you, my DNA will rise up.
You need to send out before and after pictures, and I'm sure there are some masonry.
I will do that. In fact, I will put the whole thing on video.
That's great.
How's that? Starting with the little chisel. I have my own chisel. I got a chisel, believe it or not. I chisel that excess away, slap that mortar down there, place it, and point it.
Where did you get a chisel from? What are you doing with a chisel at your house?
Just like tools I've accumulated over the years.
You have a chisel? You have a robot for a lawnmower, and you have a chisel?
I got a chisel. I got all the necessary tools.
Okay.
I'm a tool man.
I'll watch the video. When are you doing it? This weekend is going to rain like cats and dogs.
I'll probably do it. I was thinking of doing it Sunday, but maybe Sunday morning, maybe.
How long is this job going to take you? A couple of hours?
An hour at the most. My DNA, half hour. With my DNA.
I can't wait till next Friday. You're going to be talking about my DNA is just not showing through.
Oh, no. I have absolutely no qualms about this job.
Okay.
Seriously, when I get stonemason genes in you, they're coming out. Let's go to Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Gentlemen, thank God we could get back to talking about the only team that matters in this city, and that is the Eagles.
I'm glad about that.
Dave, wait a minute. You're supposed to start every conversation with Gabe Kaplan should be fired.
Okay.
Don't you know that?
Mike, where's Eldrick at? I didn't check the leaderboard. I just woke up. Is he in contention?
I didn't even check it today, to be honest with you. Okay. You just woke up.
Brian, this is a great time of year. All 32 NFL franchises come into camp. It's a new beginning for every team. Everybody's tied for first place with an 0-0 record. They can win the Super Bowl, even the Browns. Now, my question to you is, as a player, you were only on a lousy team once. You guys were coming off the Super Bowl. Your 05 team goes 6-10. I was at a Monday night game in the snow where the Seahawks embarrassed us in Coy Detmer. Now, the following year, you guys win the division in 10-6. When did you realize in training camp that you guys got your mojo back and you're now the front runner again? Or was it later in the year?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because this is exactly what the Eagles team for this year is going to be dealing with. And I think Doug spoke to it just a bit, and I'm sure some of the players will speak to it as training camp gets going here. But there's a huge difference in motivation and work ethic and all that other stuff when you are the hunter, which the Eagles have been for a long time, and when you are the hunted. When you're the hunter, of course you're hungry. You want to go after things. Just like Jason Kelce said, you have all those pent-up feelings inside of you. You go out there, you work a little bit harder, you do a little bit more. Now, when you're the hunter, you do that when you're the hunter. When you are the hunted, which the Eagles are, they're the best team in the league. You talk about the Super Bowl champion. It's a little bit different. It's a little harder getting out of that bed, going to work the next day. You take a little bit longer break off from football. You're focused on books and doing different things. And now the Eagles have to find a way to get back. I think the one thing that the Eagles, a couple things that the Eagles have going for them. You're getting some injured guys back. These are impact players. Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, as well as Carson Wentz. Impact players that can help you right away. You also throw Jordan Hicks in there. These are guys that are coming back hungry, and they're going to help the team win an awful lot of games. That's why I think the Eagles are going to be very good this year.
Is it reasonable to think that they should repeat?
So many things can happen. I mean, it's just true. The worst thing that could happen is something happens to Carson Wentz. And that's real. He's talking about not changing his game and not doing some different things the way he approaches it. That's a real concern if you're an Eagles fan. I just think that they have the talent. I think that they're going to have the hunger, the desire to get back. However, so many things can happen throughout a season. It's just hard to say.
All right, you got camp. It's going to start Wednesday, I guess it opens up. What was it like for you as a player anticipating camp? Did you feel like you had to be in top shape when you reported to camp? Like, how did you handle all that stuff and making that transition from off-season to on?
Yeah, you know, it was weird because in the off-season, I was relaxed, but I was just grinding. You're working out constantly, and that's what you're brought up doing, getting better, working out, lifting weights, running, getting in shape. I'll tell you, the week before camp was the worst week for me of the entire summer. First of all, you're going away from your family, you're going away from your home, going back to Philly. You're thinking about going to stay for us at Lehigh for, I don't know, a couple weeks, which was miserable. But the thing that brought me back to reality, the one thing kind of stuck in my head the most about that week leading up to camp is you are always wondering, for me anyway, did you do enough?
Yeah, that's what I would think. That's what I was asking, like the off-season workouts, did you do enough?
Did you do enough? That question is something that always jumps in your head. Did you do enough? Did you do everything that you should have? Could you have done more? That's the scary feeling, that fear of failure that I had going back into camp. And I think a lot of guys had that same type of feeling. Everything else, I was fine. That feeling right there, that's the feeling that keeps you up at night and makes you start working out in the middle of the night because you don't want to be that guy that comes in there and is not ready to help the team win.
What was your off-season routine? It was every day? Did you take a day off? And what? How much running? How much lifting? What was it? How many hours a day?
Every day. It was
every day.
So we would go work out. So we would go lift weights. We do a lot of explosive work, weightlifting, things like that.
And where did you do this?
I was back here in Maryland.
Yeah, so you found a gymnasium or?
No, best friend has been my trainer for years.
Oh, okay, so you're your trainer.
I was in
high
school. And so what we would do, he owns a big gym facility. They have a basketball court and track and all that other stuff. But so we would go lift weights and we'd go out and we would just do field work. And it was position-specific stuff, run, cuts, different runs that I would do, different routes, just trying to perfect the craft. And then you go do conditioning. That's in the morning. Then in the evening time, you come back, you probably do some light sprints, some stretching, things like that to keep you loose, catch some balls, but nothing too strenuous because you're going 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You're getting out there 6 days a week because you have to be prepared. And really, if you want to be good, you have to over-prepare for the summertime, especially those two-a-day practices.
Were your workout partners NFL players, or were they just guys working out with you?
No, they were NFL players. Okay. We had a few running backs down here. Darnell Dock, who played with the Cardinals, was down here. Chester Taylor played with the Vikings. My brother was down here. We had a good group of guys that came consistently that just wanted to get better. We all pushed each other, which was kind of fun when you play against them during the season. Because the trash talking between NFL players never stops.
Yeah. All right, by the way, Tiger Woods just checked that he's tied for 29th. He was he shot a 71 again today, so he's even par.
I thought this was a tournament that Tiger Woods had a chance. I really did.
Yeah, I did.
You hate Tiger now, huh?
No. I play Carnoustie. It's just impossible. It's when you're giving away shots if you don't hit it in a fairway because it's just a tall fescue and there's a pop belly bunkers come out of nowhere and it's just really an impossible course. But he's six shots back. And Zach Johnson, Kevin Kisner are the leaders.
Is he using that that driver or no?
I don't know. I really haven't seen him swing yet. So he probably isn't hitting driver. I wouldn't think that many of the top players are hitting driver on this course.
I thought they mentioned going into this week that not a lot of the guys were thinking about hitting the driver. However, they saw the condition of the course, they saw the rough, and they thought that they can get in and out of the rough pretty easily. That's why they were willing to hit their drivers so they can get the distance and allow the ball to roll just a bit.
Well, if they can do that, and you're in an FSQ, it's tough to get a club down and through it because it turns your club. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Brian Westbrook right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down. Going
down. If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore.
Turn it up. Hey.
Listen in the Shore House or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdell, the Car Czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, 1995 due at signing. Must qualify for Tier 1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details, call 1-866-CARS-ARD.
It's almost here, football season. Bet you can't wait. Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club, is the only place to host your fantasy draft party. 4 hours of beer, food, and of course, the lovely ladies of Club Risque to make it even more special. Your fantasy draft party in our private room is complete with Wi-Fi and plenty of TVs. There's only one place to host your fantasy draft party. Club Risque in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philly. For more info, visit clubrisque.com. This week, Club Risque brings back one of the world's most famous tattoo artists and adult film stars. She's Bonnie Rotten. You can meet Bonnie Rotten in person this Thursday at Club Risque Northeast, this Friday at Club Risque Philly, and this Saturday at Club Risque Bristol. Don't miss the one and only Bonnie Rotten back at Club Risque for her only appearance this year, this Thursday through Saturday. For more information, directions, and showtimes, visit clubrisque.com. That's clubrisque.com. Remember, free lunch every day at all three Club Risque locations. See you soon at Club Risque.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago. To help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really need it. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hi, this is Armin from Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, proudly sponsoring the British Open coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shop 24/7 at ShopArmin.com. That's ShopArmin.com. Closer than you think.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores. Only available online at ArcticCoolers.com. ArcticCoolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. This year, we'll be joined by the Sixers' Ben Simmons. Stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a pic with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Mike Misnelli Show, Brian Westbrook. Every Friday from 4 to 5, a little more time with B-West. You got any plans for the weekend, B-West?
No big plans at all. You know, unfortunately, one of my best friends lost his father. His father passed away, so we have a funeral tomorrow. So it won't be a great weekend. It's going to rain a little bit, so, you know, going to deal with that and move on from there.
All right, yeah, let's get back to the phones. We'll talk to Rob in Philly. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. B. Westbrook is with us. Rob?
Oh, okay. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Rob.
Listen, I was getting in on a controversy about the quarterbacks. I have to go along with Natalie because the top quarterback I would have to say is Tommy Thompson, 48-49 when they took the championship.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go again with Norm Van Brocklin. He got us another championship in 60.
Okay.
And then I had to go with Foles because he got us the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't. That's the top three quarterbacks we have.
You got Tommy Thompson.
Yep.
And who's second? Van Brocklin?
Van Brocklin.
And you got Foles ahead of McNabb.
So what did McNabb win us?
He's got borderline Hall of Fame numbers.
But what did he win us?
This is, again, the argument. Does the Super Bowl give you, like, an excess 20,000 yards on your career? I understand they won the Super Bowl. He played five games.
That's right. That was five games that we needed to win the Super Bowl.
I get it, but that doesn't make him an all-timer.
Well, Let me ask you a question. One question. You keep on saying we would have won the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz.
Yes, they would have. And then think.
How do you know that?
Well, to think not is disrespecting the guy who's a better player. I mean, come on. You know Carson Wentz is a better player than Foles, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how he would have.
Well, if he's a better player, doesn't it naturally follow that he would have won a Super Bowl?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, okay. I give up. I have given up. Brett in Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brett.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
How you
up?
Doing?
What's up, Brett?
I completely agree with you. Like, the problem is the attachment with people. He played one great, amazing game, and Nick Foles is a good quarterback, but he didn't play well before that, and he's just not worth keeping around. I don't know why he gets the praise he does. I understand
he should get the praise. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the praise. I'm just saying, let's put it in proper perspective here.
Right. But the games before that, like Oakland, I know he didn't have the first strings out, but, like, he's not consistent enough. You know what I mean?
Well, he certainly was a consistent quarterback in that run, more consistent than he had shown before in his Eagle career, because he was good, and then he was bad, and then he's back to being good. And that's what good players, they go up and down more than great players do.
Right, but like you said, would Nick Foles, if he played all season, taking us to the Super Bowl? No. And if Carson Wentz, would he have won the Super Bowl? Yes, I agree with you. If he played that game, Carson Wentz would have won.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. I think it makes it an interesting little topic there. Was Foles good enough to get him 11 wins to that point? Would he have been good enough?
No, I don't think he would have, no.
Maybe not. But, like, where is the logic in saying that the better quarterback wouldn't have been able to do what the lesser quarterback did?
Well, I'll tell you this. The reason why it's obvious that Nick Foles probably couldn't have won as many games as Carson Wentz is because a lot of those games were saved by Carson's athletic ability.
Yes.
His ability to scramble, to run around, escape, you know, evade, get outside of the pocket. Nick Foles can't do that, so that makes sense. The question you have to ask yourself is, can Carson Wentz make the same throws? Yes. Would he have put more, put the ball in danger a little bit more, especially in the playoffs? Probably so. So that can go both ways. I mean, I just think that sometimes in those situations, raw talent isn't the only answer. Sometimes experience, the 49 games that Nick Foles has played in, will play a part in how the outcome of those playoff games.
By the way, we just got some breaking news.
What's that?
Breaking news of Bobby Brian Westbrook.
Uh-oh.
Did you know this?
What's that?
You just got elected to the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
That's right. I forgot to mention that.
You forgot to mention it.
Forgot to mention
When were you told this?
You know, they told me a couple months ago, and I was like, okay, that's cool. And I went back to playing with the kids.
Oh, man, this is a big night. Villanova just tweeted it out that you're going to Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. And thanks for breaking the news on my show, Brian. I appreciate that. But this is a big, apparently this is a monster class that you're involved with.
A lot of good athletes, a lot of guys that had made major headlines in Philadelphia. I'm certainly lucky to be mentioned in the same sentence with them.
Well, what else? Who else is getting
there? I cannot tell you. It was a couple months ago, Mike. I can't remember. It was a couple months ago. I was playing with the kids. I was in the middle of doing something.
Okay. All right. I think I got it. Let's see. Oh, I'll track it down.
AI, I think.
Yeah, it's AI is in it. What are the chances that AI shows?
He's going to come. It may not be exactly when we're supposed to be there. He'll be there at some point.
I can't imagine. He can't step to Philly Sports Hall of Fame, can he?
No, he'll be there.
You think he'll be there?
I think so. He loves Philadelphia. He may not be punctual, but he loves Philadelphia.
It makes you second best, though.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to be second best to anyone, AI is the guy, of course. You know that.
Yeah, the class headed by Allen Iverson. And also Brian Westbrook.
Yeah, also mentioned in the article is Brian Westbrook. He'll be there too.
No, man, I'm looking forward to it. I attend that every year.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. I should have mentioned it.
I should present you. You think? You trust me to present you?
I do trust you. You're good at these types of things. You know, fantastic, man.
I'd make you look better even than you are.
That's why you should present me. You're right. I'm going to bring that up.
Yeah, think about that.
I will.
I'll start writing a speech now. Right. Have a great weekend. There he is, Brian Westbrook, joining us every Friday from 4 to 5, going into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's a monster class. I did read the story in Philly.com about that. That's my bad. I should have brought it up.
No,
AI? B. West? Who else?
I didn't even get the chance to look at it.
All right, I'll look at it during the break. We have to say goodbye to our television audience. Thanks, everybody, for watching on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for Philly Sports Talk. Thanks to Dan, who was all folded up today. 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Misnelli Show is right ahead on 97.5 The Fanatic.